I've got something here that might interest you. If you found out, I'm pretty lousy when I read, but I'm gonna read some more. This is a history of comic books. In 1911, the first comic book issued in any great numbers was a collection of Mutt and Jeff newspaper strips. The format was different from today's books, as the size was 18 inches wide by 6 inches high. 10,000 copies were printed as a promotional gimmick for the newspaper strip. It was offered to the public for 6 coupons clipped from the paper plus a few additional cents. This was in 1911. However, the idea was not well received by the managing director of the Hearst Papers, and Calvin Harris, who thought up the idea, was fired. The stunt couldn't be stopped as it had already been advertised. Everyone began to worry about disposing of the 10,000 copies printed up. The day after the 6th coupon appeared, they breathed a sigh of relief in the mailing room. "Thank God that's the last of the 10,000 copies," someone said, as a bundle of comic books went out. Then an interesting thing happened. A clerk burst through the door shouting, "Good Lord, the readers have ordered another 35,000 copies." Well, needless to say, Mr. Harris got his job back at a higher salary, and other publishers took note of this phenomenon. Book after book began to appear, and the demand lasted until the crash of 29. In 1933, Eastern Color Company printed comic books in the format as we know them today, but they were sold to various manufacturers as giveaway premiums. These books also contained reprints of newspaper strips. It was then decided to test the newsstand sales idea, because they had never been sold over the newsstand before. So they wanted to test out that idea, and on a weekend, they stuck several little labels saying 10 cents on the corner of the comic books, and they passed out several dozen copies to a few dealers who agreed to try them out. Every one of them was sold out by Monday morning, and publishers began to realize the potential market. Dell Publishing Company decided to produce a book called Famous Funnies, and they were released through the big chain stores. The first issue was dated May 1934 and still contained reprints of newspaper strips. In 1935, a four-color, 64-page book came out entitled New Fun. This was the first book which contained original material done especially for a comic book. The title was changed to More Fun, and the publisher, Major Nicholson, added another title, New Adventure Comics. And then, from other publishers, came Popular Comics, Tip Top, and King Comics. Major Nicholson sold his comic titles to Harry Donenfeld, and the new owner began the editorial policy of devoting a book to one particular subject. This began the direction away from the newspaper strips to a bold, exciting direction of their own. The date was January 1937. The title of the book was Detective Comics. These early days of comic books were soon to feel a shock wave from which they've never quite recovered, even to this day. It came from two high school kids in Cleveland, Ohio. They had a great idea for a new character. One wrote the stories, the other drew it. However, for 5 long years, no one seemed interested in it. Editors just couldn't see the potential, and each time the comic was submitted, came back with a rejection slip. The years dragged by, but the two boys wouldn't give up, and finally the idea was tried out by J.S. Leibowitz, who had been one of the first to publish the comic monthlies. For those of you who haven't already guessed, the boys were Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, and the new character was Superman. It was an instant success, as you well know. It began in the June 1938 issue of Action Comics, and in a few months, the circulation doubled. Next, it became a newspaper strip, and in 2 years had a readership of 20 million. 20 million. So it was really lucky that these kids didn't get discouraged. 5 years is an awful long time to keep trying for something. The creation of Superman and his enormous popularity encouraged others to create similar superheroes. And today, almost 40 years later, we are still seeing new superheroes. The newest ones are in your program book, and they come from our guest of honor, Jack Kirby. To sum up, the comic book industry is constantly changing, and we've seen several trends. The science fiction books, the funny animal books, the teenager books, the westerns, the romance books, the adventure books, the horror books, the war books, situation comedy, satire, TV shows, superheroes, and ghost stories. Perhaps out in this audience today, there's a budding writer or a cartoonist, and I sure hope so. To you, I wish you great success, and don't be discouraged by rejection. Remember Siegel and Shuster in the story of Superman. And remember that good ideas can come at any age. Did you know that Jim Shuster started out as a comic book writer at the age of 14, had his stories bought by DC? At 14, he was a professional comic book writer. This convention gives you the chance to meet the professionals and ask questions. And in a little while, we're going to be talking with Jack Kirby, and there will be a question and answer period following. This might be a turning point in many of your careers, so if you have questions, make them good ones, and I'm sure Jack will take the time and patience to answer. That's it. Thank you, and Jack will be with you in a minute.